just by resting, drinking fluids, and taking fever medicine.
Babs, is it Arts in Connecticut or is it Arts Connecticut?
No, Arts in Connecticut.
Okay.
Actually, it's Arts in CT. That's the official name.
That's what I thought. Jump in whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
Woo! Oh, this is probably going to be the best ever because I have Babs Alexander in the house. Woo! Well, she in her house, wherever she is. I think in Bridgeport. Good morning.
I'm in New York City.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She's, oh my God, you're at the epicenter.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's been a long time since I've seen you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. And you?
Are you still running Arts in CT?
Absolutely. We can't close. As a matter of fact, we're just getting bigger.
So Babs Alexander is the executive director of Arts in CT, which they are frontline recruiters and matchers of artists to events. Y'all get people paid and gigs.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
It is our job to keep the professional artists busy. And right now, this is the most appointed time calling all artists so we can make sure we can help with this pandemic.
So what? So when you got this news, when all this started to break out, because I'm feeling like my artist friends have been the most affected. When you are, when you first got the news of all of this, what was your first thought?
Immediately,
because you are a working artist.
Absolutely, absolutely, which is why I moved to New York. Immediately when all of this started to take effect, it didn't really hit the artists until they got to a point where they started shutting everything down. And when they closed Broadway, all of a sudden it became like a, what are we going to do? Then they started closing the theaters and they started things. And you know what happened to the world? They found out how important the arts are to us.
That's what I thought too.
My mind got to going, you guys are going to go crazy in your house if you do not have some type of artistic programs going on in that house for your children. You're going crazy and the kids going to go crazy. So
that's what I thought
too. I called everybody together.
I thought that too, Babs. I thought if nothing else, this moment in time is really showing people how important and how deep arts is in their everyday practical life, not just for, oh, I think I just want to go see a show and there's a show available, but how important arts is to their children. I mean, where would your church be without a choir director and music?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? And so people are starting to think about all these threads of where art connects them to a larger community of folks.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only that, let's go a little bit deeper because people didn't realize that English, math, and science, arts had a lot to play in that, you know, because people look at things and more and different. You got a left brain and a right brain, and you look at it in artistically too, because if you start looking at things, you're like, oh, and that makes a connection. Basketball, mm-hmm. They think basketball is just basketball. Please, when those players start studying those I call them manuscripts, and they're looking at, you got to shoot here, shoot there. You're looking at all kinds of quadratic formulas and angles and pentagons and hexagons. They're making up some geometry going on, but people don't even realize how important the arts are. And then they think art is just music, theater, drama. No, it's far beyond that, because you love for your table to look like something. You can't just have anything. When you do your hair, you want your hair to look like something. You don't want to come out here looking like anything. Everything is art. You got to watch that. Think about it.
See, I knew you would break it down. So talk a little bit, because you were the last time you were on, it was like, I don't know, maybe last year. Right.
Yeah,
maybe,
I think it was during the Great Give.
And you were doing the Great Give, and you had kids in a production at Cross, or you were looking for a venue at that particular time.
Oh, that's a couple years ago. We were doing In the Heights.
Oh, yes. The venue that you had, something happened, and it forced you to find another venue because something happened to the venue that you were originally slated to have.
Yeah, it was a big chaos or something going on with the city and the school board, but everything worked out well, and we were able to have it at Cross, and everything worked out pretty well for that, and the kids got a chance to get up and perform, so it was good.
So that's the last time I talked to you. So Tell us about the history and the reason for ArtCT and why it exists.
All right, Arts and CT, as a matter of fact, March 15th, we just turned four. We've been in existence for 4 years. And during this time, we created this company to help professional artists. As a school teacher, as a music teacher, I realized how important the arts were to the school in arts integration and Common Core standards. And from teaching from state to state, I found that people was thinking of an art separately from what the kids needed. They didn't realize that if you take the arts away, then you're gonna get one-sided brain kids, and then you're gonna create yourself problems, because all kids don't think that way. Arts in Connecticut has hired art teachers, but guess what? The art teachers has a certification in science. So they're putting all their creativity together to help the children to be able to use both sides of the brain so they can fit realistic. People like to touch and feel and smell things. And when you get in that kitchen and you start looking at things, you want your food to look good. You want your food to taste good. You know, it's not just all just bland, you know. So we hired professional chefs. I'm telling you, everybody came together. You will be amazed. We have doctors, because everybody's shut down right now. So the college professors said, listen, we don't have anything to do. We're joining you too. So when you get on to our classrooms, we now created the online platform. So when we go back, we'll get a chance to work in the after-school programs and the PTA programs and the community program. We do like programs for senior citizens, programs for library. We have a lot of programs for everything. However, right now, we can't do that, but we can still use our art. So you should see some of the we made videos, and this is the way that we're going to be putting this out. So if the people haven't had a chance to go onto our Facebook page and like us on Facebook, you will not get a chance to see all the many artists, which will start this week, where their videos are going to come in and say, hi, join my class. I'm going to be teaching XYZ. You're going to need this. You got to need this, this, and this. Then we hired one chef, and he said, listen, everybody can't get to the store. Forget that. Everybody can't even afford it. So he said, I'm going to go into your cabinets. What's in your cabinets? So the people that get a chance to be in these classrooms and for the actual classrooms, there's probably no more than 12 people in the class. He's going to get a chance to go into the kitchens. You're going to take your computers in the kitchen because you're working with a chef. You got to cook while they're cooking, you know what I'm saying? And he's gonna help you create what you're gonna create in that kitchen. So imagine 12 people online, they all cooking whatever they got going on in their kitchens, and he's going to show them how edible arts really work. So this is just really, I'm telling you, I think this is a groundbreaking strategy to show people that arts can even be online, and we can still be with you even though we can't touch you. But now we can mm-hmm. see you, we can help you, we can one-on-one show you where you are. And right now, it gives me a chance, even with me, I'm going to be doing some voice lessons. And for some people, I have no idea why they thought that voice lessons was just for singers. You talk every day, and half of you wind up losing your voice on talking. So you need to join some of my voice lessons for speakers. I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to help the people. So what we did was now we gave everybody a free, every last one of the artists have a free trial class. And for your audience today, I'm going to start a free trial class today. So they, yes, just for your audience. So that means that they have to hit us up at that artsandct.org. If you send an email at info@artsandct.org, let us know that you want to join the class. I'm going to do it for music, for voice. So if you want to get your kids on, get as many on as possible. I think I can take no more than 250. Because as you know, now that it has come, it went from Arts and CT to Arts and CT International, because the whole world's watching.
So
everybody's watching.
All right. So, I mean, you seem to have a really good attitude. Now, you hold up in New York City, which is, you know, by all accounts, the epicenter of what's going on. So how are you faring? How are you doing? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How are you dealing with this?
I'm doing pretty good. I was losing my mind at first until I started thinking about, you know, you're an artist. So I had to get up. I had to start singing. I had to start doing some things. I started doing some voice lessons. I have some students in Australia. I have some in China. I have some in Texas. Everybody's doing lessons online. Then I got a chance to... What really centered me was when I got a chance to start talking to all these artists and start hiring people and getting people in place and start putting the calendars together so we can get all the things online so people can start joining the classes. So it's really keeping me focused, for you know, it's nightfall and I'm done. So that's how I'm making it.
So tell us a little bit about your artist life before this pandemic.
Okay. Well, before the pandemic, I have been singing and acting, and now I've been getting a chance to get in a few shows, daytime shows, as well as a few movie auditions. And this summer, you know, we're in a process now for auditions for some upcoming musicals. So haven't been chosen yet. I was just getting in the crust of it, you know, because this is audition time for us. So as we get a chance to do that, and then you'll get a chance to do your shows in the summer. So they'll do summer stock. So I'm really excited because, you know, spring is always opportunity to be able to prepare ourselves for what's going on. So I was just about to step into the next level of performance. While Arts and CT, we have now 5 new board members. And they are working busy trying to get funding for Arts and CT so we can be able to have artistic programs for all economic levels. And so we've just been trying to do what we can. So that's what's happening on this end.
So now that we have this pandemic that by all accounts is saying is going to like take us into the summer, right? Like, like kids probably won't go back to school. People will have to figure out work situations. What does that do for the auditioning arts community? I mean, you're right there with other actors and performers who have seen their life's work come to a screeching halt. So what happens? Like, when does it become dire?
Yeah, well, right now I'm on the live chats with the professional artists as we speak, and it is a little scary, to say what's happening with our work. Many of us are making films and little, you know, monologue shows at home. But it's it's sad because, you know, we really want to be together to create art. And you being at home, you only can do so much, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is where we say, Lord, please help us. Because that's where we are.
And so, and how often are y'all connecting? Like, how are artists taking care of themselves? Now, I will say this, and this is quite selfish. I have enjoyed artists coming online and doing performances. That has been so unbelievably gratifying and healing and just holy, I feel. You know, to see a Yo-Yo Ma come on and, you know, play the cello for 20 minutes. To see DJ D-Nice
host, oh my goodness,
host 200,000 people on a damn Instagram club. Yeah. Right? Everybody from Michelle Obama to Ellen to...
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought that was amazing.
I love the creativity of that, Babs.
Right. But you know what? It keeps our sanctity, because right now we are performers. We have to perform. Imagine having roommates and you're an artist. You cannot sit in the house and do nothing. You got to perform. So you're going to drive somebody crazy if they're not interlocked with you, you know? Uh-huh. So thank goodness that my roommate is a voiceover specialist and an actress, because if not, we will be bananas in this place. So, yes, that's how we keep our sanctity, by performing. And we are expressing ourselves, but we knew that other people need us. Think about that. So even while we're online, we're making a difference. We're mm-hmm. making a difference. And you have so many people saying, oh, I wish I can do that. That's why I created these online art programs, so you can get out of that I wish into, oh, I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. This is the opportunity, and we lower prices because, you know, normally we had $100 an hour, but we lowered prices all the way down to $25 to $20 an hour, so you can get what you need from the top-notch professionals around here. I did. I hired some Broadway stars because they got some time right now. I hired some professors because they got some time right now. This is the time for you to hone in on the skills of, ooh, I always wanted to be an opera singer. Ooh, I always wanted to be an actress. You're right. You better get into it now, because they may not have that time later when everything gets back up. This yes. is the time to get those skills in order. And yes, even though you're doing all the other things, and you're working with the kids, we got mommy and me programs, we got yoga programs, Pilates, all kinds of stuff, you know, because everything is an art. So this is the time for you to get online, okay? Make yourself a list of what's going on, so you can make sure you have accomplished something in a day, because if you don't, you will lose yourself, especially in this social media right now, because social media is what people are sitting on. They're just like, okay, well, let me see what's going on here. Oh, all right. Well, New York said 26,000. That will blow your mind. I'm like, oh no, I am not looking. Because you know, we've been jumping by numbers. I said, first of all, the only reason you see numbers like that in New York is because other governors are not trying to rush and have everybody in the world test. I said, Governor Cuomo, why you feel like you need to test everybody? Something wrong with that. Never mind. Well, that's my own personal.
So do you think, you know, I'm trying to have all artists on this week, people who work in arts and arts as an economic driver for municipalities and all of that. Okay. And I had, you know, Dan Fitzmaurice on from the Arts Council of Greater New Haven the day before.
Okay.
And Adrian, the new arts cultural person for the city of New Haven. Okay. And I'm gonna ask you, as a working artist, does this moment in time spurn you to change the way artists do business, how they set up contracts, how they go about, will this change how artists work? because, you know, I don't think people realize that a lot of artists can get unemployment. This gigging life doesn't allow for, you know, because you're not an employee of anything. So right. Do you think that this time will challenge artists collectively to think about how they go about setting up their financial futures?
Yes. You know what? Inside Arts in Connecticut, we have a treasurer, but this treasurer is also a family member of mine. She has a doctorate in finance, and she had been talking about that very same thing for a very long time. With our artists, we do a professional development training, and it talks to them. And in the training, we talk about, you know, what setup do you have? And if this doesn't work, what's happening with you? Because we need to look long-term in our lives. We got to pay our rent. We got to pay for our cars. We got to buy our food. You know, we got to be able to continue to live. And even though arts drive us, it's almost like we always got to have that backup plan, you know, because the backup plan have to help me get that five streams of income so I can always keep driving. Which is exactly why, as a matter of fact, and I'll go back to this really quickly, and hopefully it still answers your question. You know, before I was an artist professionally, I was working as a full-time music teacher in the public schools. But I wanted to perform so badly, my principal says, Barbara, you have two choices. You either stay here and teach, or you go out and perform, because you've already expended all of your leave time. So I was like, listen, I got to go perform. But I didn't realize that me leaving a $75,000 a year job and going out here performing, I said, wait a minute, where my money at? And quickly it started spiraling. I was like, oh my God, I have to come back and come up with an idea to help artists continually have jobs so we can be able to pay our bills. Because being an artist, you're going to always have a roommate. You don't want to do that. You want to own something. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we tried. That's why Arts in Connecticut came into play. That's why the Performing Arts Academy of Connecticut came into play, because we started trying to find ways to keep artists employed while they do the big thing that they want to do. Yeah, there are side jobs, but there are side jobs that help them pay their rent. And then they got to have insurances. And so now you got to have affordable insurances so the artist can be able to do what they need to do and be able to create for you. So we really do have to think this back and take back with it. I know I was in a meeting a couple of years back with Arts and Culture, and this actually came up, you know, and we talked about this collectively as all the different variations of artists were in the room trying to come up with a plan that will work for us to be able to work and be rest assured that we're going to have finances. You need those grants in place. It's always like you gotta, and artists don't think that way. You know, it's like, oh, I'm doing this. Okay, oh, now what's next? You have to start rethinking and realigning, oh, this is how I'm going to do this. Okay, this is how I have to have these bills in place. And you have to have this X amount of money and that's constantly coming in. How am I going to keep that constantly coming in? Well, I don't know if this contract is going to, after it ends, after that 8 weeks, where do I go with that? You see what I'm saying? So we have to rethink how we're doing things and sort of set things in place and be more business-minded, arts and business, so we can be able to continue to do our craft.
I like that. So actors have things that they can buy into, like the actors equity and SAG and all of that. Is that how that works, where you get membership? Yeah. And that will help you? Talk a little bit about that. Like, what do they have? I don't know what musicians have. I don't know what photographers have. I don't know what other kind of artists have around, you know.
Yeah, well,
art to retirement, how to look forward to insurance, how to look forward to healthcare. I mean, we've heard stories over the years, Babs, about artists who die penniless, artists who get into financial ruin, artists who, you know, and
this
moment just seems ripe for figuring out how to prevent those kinds of things from happening.
I'm sitting here looking up some things right now for you really quick while I was doing this, because let me tell you, first of all, the prices to be able to get into some of these things, you can't just get in. You have to earn your way in. And after you have gotten so many points or you have landed an equity job, you will then be able to get in to have an equity card so you can even pay the fee to be able to get into that. Majority of the artists who's not even at that level and are working non-equity, they don't have anything. They have nothing. So they're just working with, like, I hope, you know, but excuse me, some people may have someone to help support them. But then what about folks like me who are 50 years old, who don't have a mother and father and don't have anybody else to support them? They have to be able to come up with another means of something that's solid that they can do that's going to give them some type of insurance, some type of security, so they can be able to go on. Mm-hmm. And that's the majority of artists in general. If you were to take a poll, and right now we got over 2,000 artists in our bank. If you were to take a poll with our artists and ask, how many of you are insured? How many of you have enough income to hold you until this coronavirus is over? You won't get very many hands. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. I am going to take that poll because I was sending them a letter today anyway. But I'm going to take that poll and I'll even get back to you with the answer. Because, you know, with over 2,000 people, yeah, you may get like 20% that actually answers you. But now they're home, maybe even more than that. Mm-hmm. So we'll give you back the answer as to what they say, because it is so serious when it comes to, oh, my goodness, what's going on? You know, we've been acting and performing so long. You know how we got a chance to go on a vacation? Because all we have to do is perform on the boat. If you perform on the boat, you get, but I'm serious. You get a chance to go everywhere you want to go. All actors know that. All you got to do is go on a cruise line. They looking for people all the time. Now you get a chance to perform. But now the cruise line is shut down. This is really serious.
Yeah.
This is serious. And this is, and on the on our chat group, they were like, well, guys, you know, they expanded Uber. You can do the delivery routes. But everybody looking like, what? Oh my goodness. Now this is what we've come to. Because if you think about actors, normally their first response would normally on this end was going into after school programs, doing the after school programs and working as waiters.
Okay.
And waitresses. Mm-hmm. And that was the larger a thing that they were doing on this end. But all of that's done. All of that's shut down. So now it's like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? Which is why so many people are applying for jobs online. But, you know, online community was not as vibrant as it is right now because there's such a great need. We looking at, oh, we really need funding. We got to pay our bills. Can we just do this full time? And we're looking like, you know, well, we got to see what the supply and demand is in order for us to even see if full time is available. We can't guarantee you anything because the country have to respond to the crisis.
Mm-hmm. So, Babs, who do you think should help with this matter? I mean,
do you think
this is a government intervention? Is this at the highest level? Is it local government? Is it state government? Like, who should be addressing this
is
and gathering
a national
y'all?
Crisis. This is a national crisis. So now the Arts for America and all of the government funding that we normally get from there, which they were trying to shut down, as you always know. But this is where it needs to trickle down to. This is the time where you need to give grants to artists. This is the time now where we need funding. Because guess what? If we don't ever get back, you won't have anything. At least it gives them another a chance to start looking at a second option viable to be able to do it. We even talking about those financial artists who have been doing this so long till they do have a little bank, because, you know, they've been Denzel Washington. He probably set because he's been tucking stuff away for a little while. But you're talking about the little man like us. We haven't been tucking away for that long. So we don't have that kind of income. Mm-hmm. So we do need those grants. That's just like when they said, well, we're going to give $1,000 to the singles and $2,200 for the married people, or so on and so forth. Well, they need to think about the arts too, because the arts was keeping the country alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree. So, and it doesn't, and you know, really, even if you are artist, say like a Janet Jackson or Denzel Washington or any of these people, I mean, they still have to work too, right? Like they still, correct, like money still has to flow to them too. It's, right, you know, now granted, they can last a whole lot longer than say, right, the artists.
Local artists.
Yes, that local artist. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they still have to go to work too, right?
Right.
You know, nobody is immune from this. Like money, you know, I mean, unless you were born into a family that has generational wealth, keep flowing in.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely. And this is, and that's why I say, you know, but it's going to, I'm telling you, when we bounce back from this, it's going to make the artists take a second look at the way we do business, at the way we do business. And I'm as we do our professional development training programs for our artists, I'm telling you, we need those grants in place. We really need them from the grant foundations, because the artists, the independent artists, are struggling at this time. Mm-hmm. You know, and rent is not $200-$300. Rent's $800 oh, in New York. Rent $1,500 and above. So it's yeah. expensive here. Yeah. It's expensive. So in Connecticut, they cut out the little $800 rent. Now it's up to $1,000 and above for you yeah. to have a one bedroom apartment. So they need, I can't say they because it's me. We need an intervention to come in to think about, just like they was just like, oh, we're doing something for the small businesses. Okay, but you know, an artist is a small business because we're all independent contractors, even though we're freelancers, but we are a business and we have to be able to bring income in. And right now there needs to be an emergency funding for artists so artists can be able to survive during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think this time, as challenging as it is an opportunity for artists to think about how they want to structure their financial life moving forward. And for everybody, not just artists, but I'm saying artists because I'm talking to you and you are right there on the front lines of this artist community. But
right.
but everybody's now got to like look at, could I survive? I don't have a job for now. Listen, we are only a few weeks into this thing and people are at DEFCON 9 panicking, right?
So yeah, absolutely. If
this, right. Now imagine if this went on for a month or two
absolutely.
Months.
You that's crazy. But you know, I'm going to have now that you said that, I'm going to talk to Therese. Therese Alexander is my sister, but you know, she also has 20 years of business in this, working for KPMG and all the other major top-notch financial corporations. And she's always talked to me about this. And she said, what if? And I was like, yeah. She said, but I need you to be saving. And I can show you. And when she started looking and when she finally started showing me these things, and she said, if you had done what I told you here, right now you will have $585,000 saved because you did what I told you to do. So I'm looking like, what? I didn't get that. You know why? I was not paying attention to her. I was trying to perform.
Yeah.
And now she's financially secure. And I'm looking like, sis, tell me about this insurance thing one more time.
So I'm cash out me some money.
Right. She told me, no, I'm on my own. but what I will ask her is if she will do a free trial workshop to professional artists so she can get them aligned for this. And we'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll also let you know, because she has been, and she's very busy because she always fussing, but she has been talking to people about this around the world. And I never really realized how important it was until this hit. And she said, see, I told you, but you would not listen. And I'm like, oh boy, but it is the truth. Had I listened, and she was talking about, all she was telling us to do was tuck away like $30, $50 a month. I was like, man, I would have never realized how important tucking away a little money would have been to something so, so big at this time. Mm-hmm. So we really, really do need to think about our investments and think about what we have to do in order for us to have something. So yes, we can have some insurance, so we can have a good savings underneath the insurance. You know, she was talking about that. Her company is Fierce Financial. So, she's really been educating the world on these topics that you're talking about right now.
And I don't want people that's listening to think that I'm suggesting that artists are not good stewards of their financial lives. Because, listen, I know artists who are quite successful and have a tight calendar that they were contracted for, and they got some money in the bank. But when these kinds of things happen and all those contracted events shut down, you know, savings is going to only carry you but so far.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, how much savings do you, I mean, even if you had 6 months worth of savings, okay, but what happens if this goes 7 months? What happens if this goes a year? So I think this is a lesson for all of us to sort of think about our financial life. At least it's got me thinking about this.
And now,
talk a little bit about artists and the business of art, of the business of creating art, because it's not enough to be like, I'm talented and I want to share my talent, but you really have to learn.
Correct.
This bit, because it's a business.
You're
there's
right.
Transactions. There's contracts. You know, there's money.
I agree.
You can't just, oh, I'm just talented and I'm just going to ignore the business side. Talk a little bit about the importance of knowing your way around how to secure your own business life.
Okay. So the first thing that an artist must do is, first of all, know your wealth. How much are you worth? How much are you worth? How much is someone going to pay you for the talents that you possess? Do you have the talents? Do you have enough people that can give you accolades and be able to show them, and can people show on the back that you are really worth something? Start a YouTube page. Start telling people and showing people stuff, because what you're going to do is find out how much you're worth. Is people asking you questions? Is it something that you have a niche to financially that you can be able to do? Okay, so at one point, and now my classes have finally started to escalate, but at one point I was at $30 an hour. Now I'm at $100 and above an hour. But at one point I was at $30 an hour. Okay. People was paying me for the $30 an hour. And that I said, well, listen, what's happening is every time you get a testimonial, that is more money up the food chain. You about to get about 20 testimonials, go $35 an hour. You know, see what's going on. And if you get more money up there, try $40 an hour. Work your way up. Get yourself in there. Another thing, now you're starting to make yourself, create yourself so you can say, okay, now this is how much I'm worth and this is what I can do for you. You know, start putting yourself in different platforms and don't just think one way. Okay, even though I started as a singer, Even though I started as a singer, I was still a teacher. I knew I could teach children. I knew I can teach adults. I even can teach seniors some things, okay? Now, teaching is one avenue. Then I started to look to see what other things can we do within the community. Performing, you're not working at $30 an hour. Then you need to think about another thing. Do they pay me $100? Do they pay me $500? Now, these are creating yourself different platforms. Okay, connect yourself with the business. I know you need someone to be a forerunner for your business. Would you like me to sing jingles for your business? There's more money platforms. So now you're creating different levels of different areas of business, of financial gain for you to be able to do things. And when you do your taxes, even though you're a W-9 employee, you got to write that stuff down. Don't forget, because you got to pay the taxes. They are coming after you. And you got to pay those taxes and make sure you keep up with what you have. And not only that, if you are an artist, pay your taxes quarterly so you don't have to owe so much at the end of the year. If you start, however much you make, put in how much money you're making, put in where you're getting this money from, because all of them are going to give you at the end of the year, they're going to all give you those income tax statements. Here's how much money that we gave you. Here's how much money that's going on. So now it should line up with what you've been putting in on your books. And now you've paid your quarterly taxes. And now you're building yourself up on your bank. And this is business for the arts.
That's a good idea. So what do you hope will come out of all of this?
I hope that it gives us as an artist, opportunity to look back and say, this could happen again. What am I going to do differently? How am I going to set myself up for business right now? How much money do I need to make in order to make it as an individual? Do I have dreams to go somewhere? How much money do I need to be saving? Do I need to go and invest in some of these stocks since they're so low right now that I need to go put some money in and then let my money grow that way? Or do I need to go find a company like Fierce Financial and they show me how my money grow as I grow and I never lose any money? What do I do? So I'm thinking about my future. I'm thinking about children, if I had children. I'm thinking about my business and I'm thinking about me so I can protect myself from this ever happening again. If it happens again, you are ready for it. You're financially ready for it. You got your death insurance set up. You got your life insurance set up. Whatever. You got the kids set up. Everybody be ready to go. But we have to think differently about it because it's not, oh, I'm just going to go to work tomorrow and it's going to be there. We don't know. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So we have to start thinking business-wise, even while we're trying to do the performance. What am I going to tuck away so I can be able to do this?
I like that. So when this is all over, and it will be over at some point, What's the future for you? What's the dream? What's the dream work that you want? Like, what's the role? What's the show? What does Babs want?
Well, you know what? It is so many things coming out right now. I am taking this time to develop my characters, to learn new dialects, to learn new languages. I love being an artist that is a motivational speaker going around the world showing people how they can make it. That's me. I love doing that. If we had a calendar and I created my own world, I'll be an international speaker teaching singing, acting, dancing, and showing you how to work as a business and we're showing you how to make it and empowering not just artists but children and just trying to show folks that listen, art is real. Now, as an actor on the other side, of course, I love Hairspray and I love performing, but I think that there are some other new roles that are coming open. I think there's some new shows that are about to come into to view. So I am getting myself, I'm one of these out of the box type people. Yeah, you have some stuff there, but there's something designed just for me. So the more mm-hmm. I practice, the more I get all of these reels set up, and I start adding my stuff in into my backstage accounts and so on and so forth, somebody's going to say, Babs, girl, I've been looking for you a long time. I said, I know you have, honey. Come on over here. So then we can really talk. You know, that's what I'm looking for. I feel like somebody is trying to find me. I'm right here. Hey.
So I can't let you go without talking about what it means to be a Black woman in this entertainment world, right? Like performing, mm-hmm. because no matter your talent, as soon as you walk in the door, they see you.
Absolutely, absolutely. The one thing I have realized in this, that light from the top is really bright. I didn't realize that. The one thing I have learned in this industry is you have to know who you are. You have got to know who you are. If you know who you are and whose you are, you better stand on that, because racism is real in this world. And people don't like you for no reason. So if you don't know who you are and don't know whose you are, you will lose yourself in this foolishness. And I had to take back and say, you know, let me stop for a minute, because you know, you start listening to that. That's how bullies get into you. You got to watch the bullies, because there are some bullies around here, because people think that, oh, I am the only one. I am dominating the territory. Congratulations for you, but I am here. And people recognize that I'm here. And no matter what you do, that's you. But there's something special about me. There's a niche about me that I need to know that, girl, you got it going on, and you need to continue to do what God gave you to do. Because if you stay focused on your mission, you'll prosper. You'll prosper. Make sure that you don't forget to give where you're supposed to give. And then that way it just continue to roll in. Because some people get, they say, oh, it's me, my. Nope, somebody helped you to get there. Don't forget. Don't bring it down. Stay humble. Stay humble. Because God will bless us if we stay humble and stay focused minded. And as we helping others, God will help us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm so glad we connected. I'm so glad. And I want you to be in New York and be safe. And don't be outside messing around.
Yeah, I know. My car is parked at the bridge. I live right at that bridge, the George Washington Bridge. And it's so empty. Looking at it, I was like, oh my God, nobody's going across the bridge.
No, so but you can go outside and take a walk, but that's it.
And you can't listen. Let me tell you something. And honestly, because I had a chance to make it to Connecticut this weekend and come back, the air in Connecticut is completely different than the air here in New York. You need those masks. I don't care what they say. I think that the air is toxic. You need those masks on. You need to wear them. And don't be, I'm just invincible. Folks need to wear the mask. When they go in, take their clothes off, wash up. Don't just wash your hands. Take the stuff off. And then when you take that off, you'll be able to understand that, hey, this is where we are. This is where we are right now, because we need to stay safe.
Yes. So. Yes. Thank you, Babs Alexander. I wish you continued success. And I want you to come back and follow up with me on the poll and let me know how y'all are doing as artists.
I definitely will. All right.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Harry. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Harry.
This Wheels keep spinning till the morning.